signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Welcome back for dose number dose of Red Pill Politics. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. Please do have us saved in your favorites, all right? RepublicBroadcasting.org is where you can get programming 7 days a week. You can go and download the MP3s on your thumb drive so you can play it at work or wherever, in your car, wherever you want. We make it easy. You can listen in. You can call in 512-248-8255. 8252 is the call-in number if you're listening to us live. And, of course, get involved in the text chat. Share some links. Share some resources. All right, it's about getting some info around. So please do participate. You can do that in two ways. At redpillpolitics.chattango.com, there is a message board and a live text chat going on, maintained by volunteers here at the station. You can also subscribe, if you would, if you haven't already, please do subscribe and give us a thumbs up on Rumble. We put out a live feed on a Rumble channel every time we broadcast, and we'd love to have you on board there too. Now let's move on here. We were talking about the election, and you know, I'm not sure what percentage I fall on right now, but you know, I honestly got to think there's at least a 25% chance that they're going to cancel or postpone the election, because there is just so much out there. It's really whether they want to or not. I mean, I've seen the excuses for some of the most lame and dangerous, unconstitutional musings out of these people that were had no rationalization whatsoever. Here, We've got a proxy war going on over in Ukraine right now with Russia, and that has all of the telltale signs that it could easily expand, and we've been told so. Russia is a nuclear nation. They're not going to be pushed around, and let's face it, it's a tinderbox. We have now got Israel and Palestine. They've only been warring with each other for thousands of years. You know, it'd be naive of us to think that, you know, someone's going to say or do something here during this particular time is going to cause everyone to all of a sudden, a big group hug. No, that's not going to happen, because foreign policy that has been put in place for decades, for generations, is playing out, and its contingencies. And that's what I think we're seeing in both of these locations. Russia is a thorn in the side of the New World Order, the deep state. All right, they're not going to take the central banks. They're not going to allow perverts to come in and groom their children. That's not happening there. All right, I think Iran is a bigger focal point with what's going on in the Middle East right now. Is conflict between Palestine and Israel is almost a given. All right, it can be triggered at any time for any reason or no reason at all. And we know Iran is a thorn in the side of the globalist as well. So, yeah, that's what we're seeing is a international foreign policy. The Grand Chessboard, as Brzezinski aptly called his book. That's what's going on here. Israel knew that the potential for them to be attacked was real. They were told so. And it looks as though it was invited. You know, this shows the difference in the Jewish population in itself is, you know, their leadership, their deep state, their establishment has, you know, loathed the vassals equally, I think. Because although Biden would like to come out and have you believe that they just love you and they want freedom and everyone's got rights and we're going to guarantee all these rights and all these glowing promises, all to end racism. And the most racism that has been discussed, that has been forced into our environment, has come from government. The worst of the racism started with Barack Obama. We weren't warring, the blacks, the browns, and the whites weren't all warring with each other. They're dirtbags in every culture, every religion, every color, doesn't matter. There are bad people out there. And to allow that one bad person to be painted on a whole population, a whole demographic, is foolishness. Absolute foolishness. But, you know, the media can magnify that, can take anything and magnify it, repeat it so many times that you believe it. And especially when you're emotional. Again, go back and look at this thing with the 40 decapitated babies. I couldn't believe it. I sat back, and as soon as that flare-up happened, you know, I scanned social media, I scanned the news networks, I scanned even my local indie guys, and it was like, oh man, it was everywhere. People grabbed it and repeated it. All right, this is where, you know, disinformation and misinformation and the spreading of it, you know, it does have its impacts. But the solution isn't to censor people from saying stupid things, to stop people from lying. It's we, the people, we have got to have discernment to be able to actually decipher lies when people are blowing smoke up our general direction. We need discernment. We got to think critically. Do you have a stakeholder for critical thinking? I hope not. Although the government wants you to think it's them, let us do the thinking and you just do the obeying. Give me a freaking break. So, you know, what are the chances of some kind of an emergency declaration, whether it's an expansion of the proxy war in Ukraine, a flare-up and expansion of what's going on in Israel and Palestine right now? And that's got all the makings of going absolutely crazy. All the surrounding nations are saying, you butt your nose in, America, and we're going to be right there. This could go from that local conflict inside of the borders of Israel to be in that whole region of the world. And it wouldn't take long, wouldn't take much. And at the same time, the backdrop, that thing that did, that, you know, that mud that we've been walking through and trudging through, the COVID nonsense, COVID-1984, variant after variant after variant. And now the UN's gone hog wild crazy. They're not going to let a good crisis go by unless they take full advantage of it. So they're force feeding the World Health Organization down everyone's throat. And their new amendments, which would essentially wipe out our Constitution during any declared emergency. The greatest danger in this country right now is them. We ought to take that UN tower, give them an eviction notice. You're out. Grab your crap and leave. Grab your fern and your laptop and get the hell out of here. And then convert that into a shelter for homeless veterans, maybe a hospital for veterans. Take the damn building back, evict them, get them right the hell out of this country. Right? Close the checkbook. The UN and NATO, we're adjusting your annual budget to zero. We've got to start looking out for ourselves. We created a situation here where the emergency could be declared at any time. And here's the added thing, too. Now that our foreign policy has us the police of the whole world, we've got enemies all over the whole world in the Curtin Bidenista regime, willfully left our borders open, have dissolved our borders, which is a major goal of the Council on Foreign Relations, is to do away with borders. Well, this president did it, or proxy president, if whatever you want to call him. He's not real, he's not valid occupier. And remember when he said what he did about firing that Ukraine prosecutor? All right, you all remember that quote when he said that, right? Go back and look at that video again and look on the wall behind Biden. That is the ass he kisses, the Council on Foreign Relations. So, yeah, he should be getting a Person of the World Award from the CFR because he's dissolved our borders. Now, the radicals, they're emptying out prisons. The homeless, anyone who hates us is funneling through our southern and northern border right now. And you watch it. We are, man, I don't know. Thinking back to the days of the founding of this nation, you know, a patriot, a Minuteman ran out, looked across the North Bridge at a regiment of redcoats, saw them there, was able to see the enemy, and of course shot them in the face. Now the enemy has already crossed the North Bridge. They're here. They're living in your communities. Not only are they in your communities, they're being given living space. Was it $2,200 a month? You know, just for whatever, you know, whatever. And what are they going to do? They're not going to be satisfied living in these little tent cities that they're creating outside of the suburbs in certain states. They're not going to be content with some old stadium that they took over from, you know, some high school or college football team. They're going to want more, and they're going to be ready to fight. They're coming here. They are fighters. They are not blue-collar, regular Joes like us looking to acclimate. They're not coming here to acclimate. There are cells forming and growing on a daily basis around us. Things could go from normal to complete chaos, where everything just shuts right down on you, where it's just not safe to travel a road that you traveled every day for years. Just going outside of your home may be a threat. Or just even staying in your home, there's no guarantees. When things go that sideways, we have been conditioned to be so, oh man, we feel so pampered and sheltered, like there is a bubble around us. It is an illusion. It is an illusion. Look around you. History is full of little quiet little communities that were reduced to rubble, that became so crime infested that law enforcement wouldn't even go there. And we do have places like that in this country right now. I don't know. What do you think? Are we going to have a 2024 election? That was one of the questions put out there. If you'd like to call in, the lines are open, 512-248-8252. And the other question is prepping. You know, what have you done? You know, have you got a little bit? Have you been working on this for a while? What's that next thing you'd like to get? Share with us how prepared you are. Maybe that's why the phone lines are quiet right now. Is people don't want to call and say, you know, I really didn't think about it. I went shopping last week, so I should be able to get through to the end of this week. How's that? Is that what it is? Are the lines quiet because you got a week's worth of food? Hope not. Little tip, though. Things like rice. There's been shortages of that reported just because of, again, artificial scarcity and shutting down farms that grow rice. But when you do come home with your 20-pound bag, and I recommend that you buy things like that, buy a little bit extra every time you go shopping, buy another large quantity of something each trip. You know, do it in little bites. It doesn't hurt quite as bad. But with those dry products like rice and flour and a lot of the granular and seed type stuff, throw them in the freezer. Give them a good freeze. Last thing you want are moths and insects, especially if you get supplies of rice and things from unknown places. You don't know what little critters could live in those bags. So definitely go the extra step. I made that mistake years ago. I realized I bought a bunch of 20-pound bags of rice, and, you know, I kept them dry and everything and out of the sun like you're supposed to. But all of a sudden, I noticed there was little things living in them. All right, so I learned real quick, throw those dry products in your freezer for a couple of days, really give them a good solid freeze, then separate them and vacuum seal them into separate packages. Boy, there was one time I did some prepping for young people. They were bond babies, very, very wealthy. And I had gotten to the point where I had put up close to 5 years' worth of food. And I had set up a spreadsheet where, as long as they were diligent, you could do this for yourself too, as long as you were diligent and you logged in the food that you bought, well, you know, what it was, what nutrient load it had, and logged it into the system. And then we had everything preserved in 5 gallon pails where, you know, we didn't want to have a half dozen pails open with all of one thing in one pail. We mixed it up so that you open a pail, you use its entire contents pretty much before you need to even open another one. But what was unique is that as I, you know, diversified the different pails of food, we weren't eating the same thing all the time, but in each pail, I put a couple of things that were just random, nutrient dense, extremely high nutrient dense in something. And again, logged into the system so that if you were 6 months into a disaster situation, you would be able to, this would calculate if you were starting to develop a nutrient deficiency in something. And then it would turn around and suggest, go to pail number 117, and it would have something in it that was nutrient dense in the thing that you were developing a deficiency in. And of course, the system being your own creation, you set what that daily value is. You know, don't try, based on a 2,000 calorie diet, this is the daily recommended, blah, blah, blah. If you eat the way the FDA tells you to, you will develop a nutrient deficiency. All right, so you can set this yourself, and you got to be diligent, you know, garbage in, garbage out. You have to, you know, as I said, log in the food as you bring it in and separate it and preserve it and put it in its pail. Log exactly what it is, what nutrient dense extra is in there. And, you know, you'd be surprised. The last caller, he was exactly right about rotating that stuff. You're never really totally done prepping. You know, once you get that benchmark amount, whether it's 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, whatever it is, at that point, you still continue those buying patterns. You buy whatever prep food is available and on sale or whatever, and you continue to do that. But when you put that in, you put it in on the front end and you take out on the back end those things that are the oldest, so that you're guaranteed, no matter what, you know, things are all well and good in utopia for, you know, 10 or 15 years. That should things go sideways when you start digging into your food supply, it's no more than 1, 3, or 5 years old. And this stuff preserves for a very, very long time, too. So You shouldn't, you know, 5 years out for preserved food is nothing. All right, we got another couple callers lined up here. Let's see if we can get everyone in this week. Patricia from Florida, how are you today?
Hi. Thank you for taking this. I wanted to add a few things because I've been doing this for a few years. The main thing is that way back in the early 70s, Ann Wigmore had a place in Boston, and she used to have live food dinners, but she emphasized, because she came from World War II in Denmark, where there was no food, the Nazis took it all, and they had to learn to subsist, and she is the one who discovered wheatgrass, and wheatgrass growing, and wheatgrass everything for healing. So we all need to be mindful of getting seeds, viable seeds for sprouting. He said, you know, it's an indoor garden where no one's going to see it. So if you're in a climate, Florida's a little hot for that if you don't have air. Most people do, but up north
but
it's very easy.
But sprouts of many things, not just wheatgrass, although yeah. Wheatgrass has some unique
characteristics. No, I'm not talking especially like broccoli seeds. They're expensive, yeah. But they're still well worth it. They'll give you everything you need. And with maybe other stuff with it, it would... compensate. So it's very easy to store seeds, especially if you have metal cans. But I use 5 gallon buckets and I stack them up on top of each other. And it's easy to put a date on those. I'm not that organized yet, but I have a lot of stuff. And they can go to Costco or someplace comparable, get 25 pounds for $20 of whole grain Himalayan rice, basmati rice. And right now, that's available now, and people should do that and get, I just don't even know where to start, but when they have Publix in Florida, has buy one, get one every single week, buy one, get one, always do that. Take advantage of those things that are suitable. And the same thing with supplements.
Buyers groups where we began buying things like, you know, honey. Yes. I remember when I started this, you could get 5 gallons of honey for $90. Couldn't believe
it. I was buying it for $34 in Florida 40 years ago. But you can, that's no longer anywhere near available. But there's lots of discounted type stores. And the stuff I bought 15 years ago, like saffron, was on sale for 50 cents. Saffron keeps forever. And things like that, you can buy ahead if you think about it. Every time you go into a store, think about it. So, and then you can always trade it. If you don't eat it yourself, you can trade it.
Sure. It's always good to have some things in there that you can barter. The big thing is whittle away at it. Every time you go
get
shopping,
batteries.
Get a little something else.
If you're in a big store like Sam's or Costco and they have battery sales, $3, $4, or $5 off a whole package of batteries, get them ahead. Mm-hmm. AAA and AA, and get them ahead what you need. And so I just learned this morning while your show was on, I didn't even turn it on right when you started, but I just read a thing about putting oil in the navel, person's belly button. If you put oil there, that every blood vessel in the body stems from the navel. And so you can nourish, if you have... different kinds of oils, too, safe oils. But you could always just use olive oil or coconut oil. It will nourish your entire body. And it will heal different things I never thought about. I've never seen it. I've studied health 30 years.
Healthy is probably the first line of defense as far as almost anything out there. Is that if you're deficient in something, if you don't get exercise, if you don't go outside... You know, you're going to run a much greater risk of having problems and being able to deal with a crisis situation while you're ill is far from optimal. You know, that's
very
where a
awful.
Bad
yes.
situation goes critical.
Another thing people should get now while they can and it's cheap is silver. Silver that's like a silver gel to put on wounds. It's wonderful. And you can buy a 4 ounce bottle that's a gel that you push the thing and squirts out. It's wonderful. So, and it's only $28.
I've actually got a video for those that subscribe to my Rumble channel. If you go back several months, I actually did a video on making colloidal silver. 15, 20 years ago, I made my own silver generator, and it's working perfectly. I'm still on the same. I think I bought a foot of silver wire, 12-gauge pure silver wire from a jeweler in the neighborhood, and I'm still using that same 12 inches of wire to make colloidal silver to this day. That's something good to have around. It's very inexpensive if you make your own.
Yes. And the other thing is, another thing that people should, is concentrated chlorophyll that doesn't go bad in case they can't get outside or whatever, is either blue-green algae, chlorella, or spirulina. And have those powdered or pills or whatever. And those will keep you with all the minerals that you need. And, yep. And those don't take up a lot of space. One closet would suffice for a lot of foods. And the other thing is,
there's a lot of iodine and iron in that too, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's a product called Oceans Alive, which is a liquid that you put under your tongue. I keep it for when people are sick. The other thing is to buy gallons of water, like at Trader Joe's. They have a wonderful, and just one by one, you can just buy them. They're $4 for a gallon, but they keep for a long time. Artesian with New Zealand artesian water is the one I like. And they keep at least 2 or 3 weeks, depending on how many are in your family, a gallon a day.
One of the things that people might find this time of year, as everyone's closing their swimming pools right now, is you go into places like Ocean State, Job Lot, and many of these stores, the big box stores, are selling off their supply of pool shock. And if you get the granular, the powder, this is basically chlorine, and it stores for a long time. So if you ever get in a problem where you need to take water from a swamp or a puddle, you have the ability then to at least kill off the organisms in it. It doesn't do anything for chemical contaminants, but it will kill off the little buggers. But that's cheap.
Get water filters. Get lots of water filters ahead of time. The ones that do fluoride and all the chemicals. I forgot.
You can make your own.
A JMCC.
A gallon bucket. Buy any good filter that's on sale and make up your own.
Well, some filters are not enough. JMCC has the best filters I've researched. They're used years ago. They were used in all the labs. So I bought, 10 or 20 filters. They last 50,000 gallons. So that's about a year per person. I mean, just roughly. And if you have those head, they don't take up much space. And you can put them in a stainless steel filter machine. And that will take care. You can take mud, filter it through a coffee filter, and then put it through this stainless steel filter countertop. It doesn't require electric or anything. Anyway.
Right. Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing that. I got a couple more callers calling in, but all good points. And, keep at it. By a little bit more
vinegar,
every week.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We've got a break to go to right now. Everyone stay tuned. It's Red Pill Politics. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we'll be right back after these messages with some other callers. Stay with us. Lord,
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Happy Sunday, October 15th to everybody. It's Red Pill Politics. We are going out live on Al Gore's internet right now to Republic Broadcasting Network. And go over there at republicbroadcasting.org. Make sure to save any favors. Check out the great programs. And we are listener funded. So I want to thank you in advance for your support. Red Pill Politics is here right now because of you and your generous contribution. So please give where you can, big or small. Everything is appreciated here. It helps get signal out in a bigger footprint, which is what we need. We've got to wake up America. And again, subscribe if you haven't already. If you're checking out the live feed on our Rumble channel, please participate. Please give us a thumbs up and post a comment. All right, if you got some links and information, I want that to travel with the video. So please do get engaged. And yeah, let's move on. We got a couple more callers. We've got about a half hour left of the show. Let's dive right into it. Who we got online right now? Jerry from Texas. Jerry, how are you?
Kentucky.
From Kentucky? Did I?
Well, yeah, I heard the big burst of static, you know, the sonic gate, as some callers call it. And this is Mike, whatever your board says. I'm of Kentucky.
All right, Mike from Kentucky.
You know, you were calling for calls earlier, and my phone line was tied up, so I couldn't call in when you were talking about radio silence. I was listening. But, you know, there's, and now I've got my, I jumped my single track mind off the tracks for why I called in.
Well, I was hoping to get people's input on two things, what they thought the odds of us actually having a 2024 election was, and what folks have been doing to prepare.
They will keep the charade going, I think, you know, the election, the illusion of democracy, which we're not even supposed to have, results in mobocracy, and majority rule is not the republic that we're supposed to have. So a lot of people have been brainwashed into believing that democracy is what we're supposed to have, but democracy is an obsolete, most dangerous form of government for 20-some hundred years. You know, the Greeks abandoned it. The Romans had to deal with the corruption of democracy, where the majority voted whatever they wanted out of the state's treasury. But as far as preparedness goes, that's what I wanted to call in about. There is a tremendous amount of food that goes to waste every year hanging around. This year, I've seen a lot of gray deer, which is supposed to be a sign of a bad winter. Even the, not just the almanac, but some of the weather folks talk about the nature signs. There's really, around this area, really huge walnuts. A lot of people, my boy saw one fall, and he thought it was an apple. You know, it was so big. As he was driving down the road, I went back and found it because I was like, that's not an apple. and he thought, well, maybe it was a pear. I had to actually go back and find the thing. It was so big. But the Gaudio Indians that go from like Oklahoma into the Ozarks in Texas, they had a name for the persimmon. And I think, you know, when I was growing up, adults would love, they would play tricks on children. And I think most people think the persimmon is not a good fruit because they were tricked to pluck one off a tree, and it will cause your mouth to, like, purse up. But if you get the ones where the cap is coming off of them, they're really ripe. They're like some kind of butterscotch candy, or they remind you of an overripe banana. Some of them do. But most of them taste really well. You can process those with a non-electric food processor, put the paste that you make into freezer bags and freeze it, keep it all winter. Now, both in the Latin and the Gado Indians, they were called food of the gods. They have one little persimmon has 15% of your vitamin A, some of the B vitamins, and I forget what all, copper, manganese. It's just... It was called food of the gods for good reason. And some of those Native
Americans... One of the differences, though, is we kind of got soft and picky, and many of the natives who ate these foods and were very healthy ate the entire thing, including the seeds. It's like apricots.
You can roast those seeds and make a coffee substitute. You can take the leaves off the persimmon tree and make a tea that's rich in vitamin C. I mean, that plant was called food of the gods for a reason across two cultures from Europe to the natives here. But they found that some of these natives that have stuck to their traditional diets have a much, like, an exorbitantly extended life expectancy into their 90s. And they keep their wits about them, you know. So they don't, you know, they're able to have living knowledge that's passed on in a respectful way. Because, you know, even young people can respect that. If they meet somebody in their 90s that's quick-witted and sharp mentally, they'll listen to them.
There's a natural thing in children like that, But it's being dissolved. It's being horribly degraded right now through public education. Everything about public education is to
it's build not just distrust. Public education. I think
it's much broader than that. But our young kids today, I wish they would learn from the older generation. They're almost gone. And when they are, you're going to have only people that remember what it was like to live as subjects, really.
Tell us about the good old days. Remember that the Judds, I think, had that song, Grandpa, tell us about the good old days. Nowadays, a lot of the youngsters, the YouTube, the IGN, the whatever you want to call them, Gen Zs, they have been conditioned to blame the boomers and even the Xers for every problem the world has. It's really concerning that they've been conditioned to do that. They won't listen to the living knowledge that they have at hand. They belittle it, disrespect it. It's kind of alarming to see that in the last 15 years since the so-called smartphone and tablets caused a lot of social autism, too. But anyway, I'll let you go. I just couldn't call in when you were calling for calls all ago.
All right. Appreciate you calling in, and we'll talk soon. Have a good day. All right, Mike from Kentucky. We have lost touch. Our the young people of today, oh, man, it's just so night and day different. When I was a child, I was exposed to my grandparents continuously, and even the others around me of my age. I'm close to 60, and you know, it was a thing. You called your grandparents. If you didn't live next to them, you were calling them just to say hi, just to talk to them. There was a connection. Holidays were spent together. I don't know. Maybe I'm just the last of a dying breed. But, you know, I remember just sitting there, sometimes just some old stump out in the woods, listening to some of the old stories that my grandfather would tell me about World War II and about life. I learned about things around me, other people, other cultures. I learned things sitting on an old mossy stump that a kid in a fully structured classroom could only dream of getting. These kids go home with homework that they can't finish before midnight. They never get a break. And what they're doing homework on is menial and meaningless. They hate their country, distrust their parents. And we wonder why. We wonder why we turn on the news and see what we do when we look at our young people in the streets. You know, there's a lot of shared blame. You know, corrupt governments will do what corrupt governments will do. I mean, what do you expect from tyrants? They're into tyranny. And they must want what they want more than we do. We're supposed to be into liberty. And when the tyrants act up, what do? Well, we offer them silent consent. We put our heads in the sand and say, oh, thank God they're not coming after me specifically. Just that guy on TV. You're not going to be able to say that forever. You're not going to be able to say that forever. Just that guy on TV. He's the one without the power. His refrigerator's empty, not mine. Oh, he ain't going to be able to say that soon. You're going to get up some morning, and you're going to hit the light switch, and the lights are not going to come on. I don't know. There's a percentage of the population, believe it or not, they'll just turn right around and listen to the government and follow their orders. And you know, take whatever explanation they give them. I promise you that when the grid goes down, when things go sideways in this country, I mean, when there's civil unrest in a breakdown of regular services, they're going to blame you. They're absolutely going to blame you. Could it be because, you know, The pure blood said, no, we're not going to wear your mask. We're not going to take your vaccine. We're not going to close our stores. Is that causing a mental health emergency that they got to bring the UN for to go mop up, take care of the dissenters, put them in camps, deprogramming one of the Hillary Clinton deprogramming camps? Will it be a flood of illegal Russians that have come over the line and causing unrest here? Is it Israelis? Is it Palestinians? Is it just the black and the whites? The white man bad? I mean, they brought in a lot of angry black people into this country who are not here to acclimate, that have identified white people in every state as the enemy. Are you going to be able to walk out of your home? And if you can't, are you going to call up your senator and say, hey, do something about this? You ain't going to do crap. They're going to blame you. All right? And they're going to come in with the big boots. And they're going to say, okay, you vassals, you couldn't get along together and just do as you're told. So now we're going to have to take over. All right, and suspend the rule of law. They already don't adhere to the Constitution, so just officially coming out making it so. Be the most compliant they've been in a long time, I think. But yeah, what's the point where you're going to say no? I don't know what it is. Like I said, they're molesting your damn children right now. They picked your pocket. Well, look at the debt clock. I put that up during breaks for people to take a good, long, hard gander at. How much debt you've accumulated as a nation, as an individual, as a household, on foreign policy. And when was the last time you got to opine on foreign policy? Your senators and your representatives do not go around on a town hall tour, seeking instructions from you on foreign policy. And that's really what it should be. They shouldn't just have a plan and then force feed it down on you and say, well, this is good for the collective. This is what Americans want. I am so sick and tired of hearing politicians say this is what Americans want and then can't point to a single American that thinks that way. And with some of the things that they're putting forward being completely, blatantly unconstitutional, and then have a pack of progressives saying, yeah, we agree with that too. It doesn't matter. When people like that come in to your senators and beg them to do something unconstitutional, they just got to say no. And they don't. They package it up and roll it out. Yeah, I'm pretty damn sick. I don't know. Okay, we got one more caller. We're getting down to the end of the show, but I think we're going to be able to squeeze it in. Kevin from Georgia. How are you, Kevin?
Great, great. I've been listening live here and using my cell phone. Just a few short things. There's Project Bluebeam, which they can implant thoughts in your mind and things like that. And then there's Crimson Tide, which they used back in the 80s and caused the tribes to start macheting each other. And I heard that China is feverishly working on mind control technology to kind of, I guess, instead of using nuclear weapons and things like that, because I believe they want the fresh water and they want the land for all their people. But both China and us are strapped as far as our monetary system, and also I think our populations are diminishing.
Oh yeah, well, China's reversed their one child policy because they realize that they're crashing their own country and their own economy. Project Bluebeam, yeah, that's been around for a while. It's a government war gaming out what they might be able to project into the atmosphere, whether it be the second coming of Jesus or UFOs, but to do something to whip up the people into a national worldwide panic, terrorize them. That's what it is. It's a plan to terrorize people. That's what a lot of this is being terrorized. I call the UN when they post their informational things about climate change all over Twitter. I tell them, stop terrorizing children and stupid people. That's really what a lot of that is. But yeah, Project Bluebeam is about projecting into the clouds, into the sky, UFOs or Jesus or whatever, just to terrorize the population into a panic. What do you think? Will we have an election in 2024?
Well, I don't know. I think it's pretty much a foregone that they've taken over almost every facet of everything. As far as prepping goes, I have a solar cooker that I think like over 100 countries are using. You can get it on the internet. It's like four little sides that open up and go down into a box. It's really cool.
Nice. And you've been able to cook almost anything, boil water and whatever?
Oh, yeah. You can cook a chicken or anything. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I was looking on, because one of my locations up here in the country, I like to take advantage of some passive solar heat, and I saw some wonderful plans for that. And for probably a $20 investment in a small solar panel that I hook up to a very small, low-voltage fan, I think I can provide enough heat under my dwelling up here to keep my pipes from freezing, at least during a portion of the day. There's a lot of cool little things out there to think about for those up in the temperate zone where things get good and cold. We have that added concern of temperature to deal with. But if you were to take an estimate of how much food you have, and how many days or weeks or months could you go?
Oh, I'd say probably about 4 or 5 months right now, because I'm at a whole bunch of different scenarios happening in my life. But there's one other interesting thing is Stan Deo, Dare to Prepare. He's working on a free energy system, and over in Europe, they used one for a whole community in the 1920s. Works off the static electricity and all, so that would be really cool.
Wow, nice. Yeah, I'll have to share one of my shows. I was involved with a gentleman here in Massachusetts whose father pioneered an invention, and he had this motor that you needed a gas or an electric motor to get his motor started. But once it got up to a minimum number of RPMs, using those rare earth powerful magnets, the tolerances and the exact angles of them, he could rev that thing up, and he was able to run his vehicle and his home for 4 years off the grid. And eventually,
wow,
the feds came in and took everything and gagged him. So, yeah, good stuff. All right, Kevin, thank you very much for the call. I got to wrap things up on my end. Good to hear that you're out there a few months. It's going to get you through the winter, and I hope everybody does the same thing. But thanks for the call. It was Kevin from Georgia. I'm going to keep preparing myself. You're never really done. And it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Right? This is an investment in yourself. It is not wasted. There's none of this. That's one good thing about every dollar you spend here is an investment that you will benefit from. Just because you buy prep food, don't think that I might not eat that. You're going to eat it. You're going to eat it. That's part of the rotation part. When you built out as far as you want, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, whatever it is, and then you're going to be eating your own prep food. You'll know how best to cook it. You'll know how preservation is going. But yeah, definitely get on it, because the last thing you want is to be begging for food off a government truck when all hell is breaking loose around you. So ultimately, like I said, I think there's probably a 25% chance at least that some sort of an emergency is going to be declared and is going to postpone or cancel this election. It's really the only chance the Democrats have. And don't get me wrong, I'm not overly pleased with the Republicans. They're impotent, and many of them complicit. All right, they got a flock of rhinos there that they just can't seem to shake. So, I'm not looking to the Republicans for any miraculous, savior here. Just that the people that are freaking crazy, that are cultist, that have evil and hatred in their heart, are not in control, that we take out as many of them politically that we can. I mean, right out of politics. I've got, sadly, people right out of Massachusetts. Look at John Kerry. We couldn't keep him from advancing on the rest of the nation. Look at him now. Ayanna Pressley, a card-carrying Marxist, hates this country, hates the Constitution. All right? And there's contributions from every state. We churn them out here at a higher rate because people took their hands off the wheel. 56% of the registered voters in Massachusetts are unenrolled. They already decided that the other two parties are just not serving them. They're serving themselves. But worse yet, all right, they've detached from a party. That's all well and good, but they've just stopped participating politically. They still obey orders, though. You need civil disobedience. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate the time. Appreciate all the callers. Hit that thumbs up button and give us a like and a comment over on the Rumble channel. And stop by and hit the donation button at republicbroadcasting.org. Love and appreciate y'all. Fly your flags high. Keep your powder dry. Love each other out there. We'll see you next week.
Republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
States. With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.